Proclamation number 2803, dated the July 8, 1943. End of the world conflagration. Establishing divine order. It is impossible to restore worldly order again as long as people are full of hatred and envy, for these are God-opposing qualities which will have to destroy all order, since anything that is opposed to God is also in opposition to divine order. And this is a state of extreme heartlessness which will never manifest itself constructively but will always have a destructive effect. Understandably, a destructive state like that cannot go on indefinitely, and therefore God Himself will call a halt to it in a way which, admittedly, will also result in enormous disorder, but in which God's wisdom is nevertheless recognized as the only means to restore order again. Humanity itself will make no attempt to end a battle which causes suffering and boundless misery across the whole world. Consequently, it must be ended in a different way. Nevertheless, it will not reduce the suffering on earth because it is needed by the human race. People must return to the old order. They must learn again to forgo their neighbor's possessions, which they aspire to own and for which they fight with the most appalling weapons. Their addiction to earthly commodities will cause the world conflagration, which will be difficult to extinguish. Yet people will not achieve any earthly gain. On the contrary, they will incur immense losses, the extent of which humanity has no knowledge of. For every victory will have been bought at the expense of indescribable losses, both in regards to material assets as well as to human life. However, humanity has become insensitive to such losses. It ignores what human will has caused, and thus, divine will itself shall intervene in order to forcibly initiate a change of world events, because people's thinking can only be turned around when they feel that they are helpless, that a stronger power than themselves takes the control out of their hands and utterly shatters their will. The spiritual darkness therein is the cause of their heartless actions, whereas their heartlessness is the cause of darkness again. They must realize in a flash that their thinking is wrong, that they are chasing after the wrong goals and that they will come to a deadlock if they don't return to divine order and radically change their way of life. The divine intervention is intended to cause this flash of realization, even though they are still far removed from believing in a higher power, which controls their destiny. Nevertheless, they can only attain faith through deliberation, and their thinking shall be stimulated when they see that everything turns out differently than it was humanly possible to foresee. The spiritual as well as earthly chaos conjured up by human determination would, without God's intervention, increase and lead to final destruction. Because humanity no longer respects divine order, apart from a few who are devoted to God and strive to fulfill His will. But they do not arrest the process of development, they are merely the cause for intensified measures against divine order. And the time has come when humanity subjects itself to God's adversary and their thoughts and actions become increasingly uncaring. God's intervention will entail inexpressible suffering and destitution, but it is the only option to lead people back to divine order and to change their spiritual state, although this will only be the case with a small amount of people. And therefore the time of the final annihilation of those who are inconvertible is coming ever closer, as is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.